Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to episode number 47. We're really glad that you're with us.
47, that must be right around your age, right?
A little higher, if we must know.
Just here to break the ice, Rob.
Yeah, well, you definitely broke it. Broke my heart.
Oh, come on, you look 35.
Well, that's true. Anyways, we've got a great question.
What is the
question? Our buddy Jim in Indiana.
Jimbo. What is Jimbo?
Jimbo in Indiana. He's got a great question because we're seeing more and more of this, hearing more and more of this from our students that they're doing it, is what I'm trying to get at. And his question centers around traveling with his drone, whether it be, gosh, we're seeing people do it for vacation. They're taking their drones with them. Mm-hmm. Or obviously people can be going on jobs, taking it with them. So his question is, should I check it? What kind of case is best? What do you recommend? Just give me some ideas on how to make sure I do this the right way and don't mess up my drone, don't get it taken away, et cetera, et cetera.
So, you know, most people that I work with or our students are flying the Phantom series or the Iris series or the Inspire series. And, you know, the case that you have is definitely going to be important on whether you can check your case or not, Rob.
That's right. So before you ever buy your case, you got to make sure it's
checkable. Yeah, you have to think to yourself, am I going to check baggage or am I going to try and sneak all my stuff in and gate check it or, you know, put it on the airplane? Last year, I flew about a dozen times and took my drone with me every time. And I started with a Go Professional case. In fact, we're going to try and test a new GPC case. I met with GPC, cool. So we're going to give them another shot because their first case kind of failed our test of the waterproof.
Which is a big deal, yeah.
It's a huge deal, especially guys like me who are shooting surfing. So if you want to check your drone, which, you know, I do recommend, I always try to gate check it, though. I always try to get it through security and then gate check it. It always works out better because it's the first, it's the last on the plane, the first off. Mm-hmm. So there's less people interacting with it. There's less people looking through it. Yes, I've had my case looked through before. It's even been looked through one time by TSA, and they broke my gimbal. So,
no kidding.
Yeah,
they didn't know how to handle it.
Clearly. And this was when I had my HPRC case. Again, I started with the GPC. If you want a case that you can bring onto the plane with you, you can actually go to our website and go to mycasebuilder.com where you can have the maximum size case to bring on with you, mm-hmm. but you can fit an Inspire in it. You can fit a Phantom 2 in it.
That's handy.
It is super handy, yeah. And you can even customize it for however many batteries you have. So if you're like me and you have 6 batteries, so you can cycle them through, even though we're sitting next to 2 dead batteries over here. I need to buy some new ones. You know, you can customize that case. If you don't want to go that route and you want something easy to pick up real quick, go to Amazon and check out the HPRC 2700W case. Why do I recommend it? Well, it's got a double seal. It's an air pressure seal as well.
Okay.
It's a lot heavier duty of construction. The only problem is you can't bring it on the plane with you. You have to check it. Even on your local regional airlines, you won't be able to bring it on. You won't even be able to gate check it. It's actually, I think the reason I get away with gate checking my HPRC right now is because Albuquerque is such a small airport.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get
through. It's a Category B airport. It's really small. So if you do plan on checking it, your case, which most people will have to do, you're going to want something beefy.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to want to protect your investment there. On the other hand, I mean, nowadays when you're traveling, I was just traveling, and fortunately we were not checking bags because this was coming out of Phoenix. It was over a 2-hour wait to get through the line.
Really?
Insanity. A lot of upset people, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But had we been checking, we probably would have missed our flight. And so,
wow.
If you can avoid that.
And again, this goes back to, you know, try to gate check it. The key in the airlines is to know the rules and get around them. There are loopholes, and that loophole is gate checking it. Every single flight attendant will be like, what are you doing? You're crazy trying to bring this on the plane. You're going to have to gate check it. Just make sure you don't approach the gate agents until it's boarding. Because if you approach them before boarding, they will take your case, back up front, and then it'll go through the whole process. If you wait until they begin boarding, it gets gate checked right
away. They'll do it like a stroller.
Exactly.
That's our goal, to do it like a stroller.
Exactly. And to make it look like a stroller, that 2700W from HPRC, the right. W stands for wheels. So if you're like me and you don't want to haul a 30 to 40 pound case everywhere and you want some wheels, highly recommend HPRC for that.
Well, also, Paul, so what about what's in the case? For example, I think you've got screwdrivers in there.
I do.
I would think they might have a problem. We literally, so I won't go into why, but we tried to check a couple of plastic bats.
Bats?
I'm sorry, not check them. We tried to carry them on with us. Bats, like baseball bats.
Were you beating up your kids?
Plastic.
Rob?
No, they beat me up. Are you kidding me? But they would not let us check, bring those plastic bats on the plane.
Really?
They just go back and check them. So,
wow.
Screwdrivers, things like that, so, they might have an issue with.
Well, you know, they might. I never have had an issue. I have a small cobalt screwdriver. The reason that I have a cobalt is it's actually independent of the body itself. So if I need to get those small screws out, you know, I can utilize my palm and then screw with my fingers. That way I have a little bit more control. Also, it comes with 30 different accessories, everything from those small screws that you see on the gimbal to the arm screws. And sometimes, you know, even if you have to take apart a Phillips head screwdriver, you're going to have that as well. I do have multiple forms of redundancy on everything. Why? Because if you're traveling and you have a problem, what are you going to do?
You're stuck.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I have two FPV batteries. I have a monitor. I carry four antennas for my monitor. Those are all receiver antennas, by the way. I have two transmission antennas, one omnidirectional, one dipole, in case my omnidirectional goes missing for whatever reason. I also have a lens or a glass cleaner. Mm-hmm. That way I can always clean my GoPro lens or the Sony Alpha lens. I also have a lens hood, clearly. I've got a, here, I'll show you.
Extra blades.
I've got eight extra blades, the 9450 and the 9443, depending on where I'm shooting. I've got electrical tape. I've got double-sided tape. I've got my polarizing filter in here, which I keep in a sunglass case, a microfiber sunglass case. Well, why do I do that? Well, just in case, for whatever reason, I lose the microfiber cloth from the lens cleaner. Remember, redundancy on everything is important. I have, sorry, as I'm walking around here getting everything, I also have my handy-dandy SD card holder. And in my SD, I call this the gold, Rob. This is the gold.
That's where the money's at.
That is where the money's at. I have a micro. I'm sorry if my breath smells, by the way.
No,
I
did you're
just,
good, Paul.
I just had great Chick-fil-A, thanks, by the way.
So, we do love Chick-fil-A around here.
random thought.
We're not being paid for that announcement.
No, we're not. You're welcome, Chick-fil-A. I have a micro SD adapter in here because you never know when you're going to need that. And I have six SD cards, including the one that's in the drone. So again, I recommend for SD cards, if you'll notice, I have here, I'll just turn these around. I have three of the bad kind and three of the good kind. Three of the bad kind because I didn't realize that these were not good SD cards until it was too late. The good SD cards, if you remember from our earlier podcast, are the 32 gigabyte to 64 gigabyte SanDisk Extreme cards. You want a bus speed of about 15 megabytes or faster. That's your transfer rate of data. Don't forget, when you're shooting with Protune, you're pushing out more data, so the card needs to be able to keep up. If the card can't keep up with the data, you will have video failures.
Yeah.
And frankly, you don't
want
that.
And you won't know that likely until you're back at your computer.
Exactly.
And that sucks.
And yep, it does suck. The other cool thing about getting an HPRC case is it actually comes with the SD card holder, and the SD card holder is waterproof as well. So if you notice, it has this rubberized little kind of seal around it.
Very cool.
Because again, got to keep the gold fresh.
So they just throw that in.
They throw that in there. I'm trying to think of what else here I have here. So I went over my antennas. I've got an extra tool, a hex screwdriver, just in case, or some would call it an Allen wrench. Just in case I lose my screwdriver for whatever reason, I've got my prop tool here. I also have extra sets of screws. in case I need them for whatever reason.
I think some AA batteries maybe floating around in there.
Well, sometimes. They got... Yeah, I normally have AA batteries in here, but the Zoom recorder needed batteries.
Gotcha. Well, you should have some extras in there.
I also have multiple washers because I have a 3D printed FPV mount for my Futaba transmitter. So I have multiple washers for that 3D printed mount, which it's right over there.
Cool.
And the most important thing in my case?
The drone.
Okay, well, that's pretty important, but that's not number one.
The camera.
No, that's, okay, that's a close number three.
Wow.
If the drone is two, and the camera is three, my insurance binder is number one.
That's pretty tricky, the insurance binder.
You gotta have that with you. So I have my insurance binder right here, and this is my proof of insurance. So whenever I go on site and they need to find out what I'm doing, well, now they have it.
Don't leave home without it.
Don't leave home without it.
We might steal the phrase.
The other forms that you need to have, especially with my recent call to Terry Miller of Transport Risk Management, you need to have those pre-flight inspection forms, your logbook, and your maintenance log. That's really going to save you money. In fact, what I learned today is that if you are not keeping these logs and you have a loss, they may not renew you.
Guys, it's tedious, but you've got to be doing that.
You have to be doing
it. It's critical.
You know, and you even need to focus on how many hours you've put on the props, because I learned something from Terry today. You know, they don't want you flying more than 20 hours on these props.
Is that right?
Yeah, no matter what, after 20 hours, you toss them.
Wow.
And he goes, they just don't last. He's like, your crash was a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
The microfracture. If you haven't heard the story, yes, I've had a crash. Yes, it was a while ago. It was a micro fracture in the propeller. The propeller got unbalanced, and I totally lost it. So,
it happens. It happens to the best of them, obviously. So kind of circling back, any last-minute tips for travel, or we pretty much covered the important
I would say,
stuff?
You know, my tip for travel is don't try to carry it on a plane. You want to, but just don't try it. If you are carrying lipos, for whatever reason, and I'm not talking about the intelligent lipos, I'm talking about, you know, FPV lipos, your little small 3S batteries, 2S batteries, carry them in a lipo bag. You don't want to be that guy who has a battery fire on a plane.
Right. And so, batteries are a good point. I didn't even think about that in terms of carrying on. They might have an issue with that.
Well, you know, they tell people to carry on the batteries.
Okay.
If you can, because if you do have a problem, you can stop the problem. Perfect example,
gotcha.
That guy in Australia flying with his Inspire, he had it in the cabin with him, battery fire, they put it out.
Big problem, though.
Yep.
Scary as heck.
But if you have a lipo bag, the fire doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, and that's the really important part. So invest in a lipo bag. They're $3 or $4. In fact, we should probably even be selling them, to be honest with you, on Amazon. Make sure you have a backup of your batteries. Remember, I've got two FPV batteries. My monitor has two receivers. I've got four antennas for that receiver because it takes two normally. I've got two TX transmitters. I've got an extra lens hood. I've got extra washers for my 3D printed mount. I've got extra batteries, extra screwdrivers, extra SD cards, extra propellers, and most of all, my insurance binder.
Notice the emphasis on that word extra. Gotta have plenty.
You know what? And if you're not prepared out in the field, it could mean you not getting hired again.
That's right.
So,
and yet you've spent a lot of money getting out there wherever you're going.
That's
so
true.
Make sure you're prepared. Think about these things.
Definitely.
We probably should put together a travel checklist.
We have one.
Okay.
FYI. But cool. We could definitely update it, especially with all the new tech that's out there.
Let's
I feel like
check.
Everything we put out there, we have to update every 6 months.
Well, that's the nature of this business.
That's true.
This industry. It's crazy. It's fun, though.
It is.
That's why we
absolutely.
Dig it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we dig it.
So, guys, if you have any questions for us, be sure to go to askdroneu.com, where you can upload your question and we will answer it live on our podcast. Don't forget, we've got a free upcoming webinar this coming Monday, and we're talking about, do you really need a 333 exemption to fly commercially?
That's a question everybody's asking who wants to fly their drone commercially.
And it seems like there are a lot of different answers out there. So we're going to dig down in the legalese. We're going to give you the legal argument. We're going to give you the reality. And then that way you can make the decision on your own. But I think some of the information I'm going to give out on Monday is going to ruffle some feathers.
Well, we like to ruffle feathers.
I love
here.
To ruffle those feathers.
Either with our drone or with our words, we're going to ruffle some feathers.
So, again, guys, don't forget to subscribe. And thank you so much for listening in. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.